You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello there, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our brand new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. Now, there are plenty of shows that are being made available online one way or another at the moment, from the likes of Andrew Lloyd Webber, live concerts with West End stars, the National Theatre plays on YouTube, to name but a few. And we'll chat a little bit about them in due course, but right now I want to focus on a West End musical that is being streamed online this coming Tuesday. Partly because it's one you might not be as familiar with. So, without further ado, tonight's spotlight is falling on the musical Curtains. Curtains is a musical whodunit, with music and lyrics by Kander and Ebb, the men behind Chicago and Cabaret. It's set in Boston in the late 1950s, and it follows the fallout when a leading lady is murdered during the opening night of a new show, and it falls to detective Frank Yoffe to save the show, solve the case, and maybe even find love along the way. It's the 1950s, after all. Now, it started touring the UK last autumn with comedian and musical theatre star Jason Manford in the lead role of Detective Frank Yoffe, and then it had a brief run in the West End earlier this year. Now, it was meant to be heading back out on tour in spring, but obviously that's been postponed given the current circumstances. But that doesn't mean you can't experience the show for yourself, because this Tuesday, 14th of April, the show will be streamed online to raise money for charity, with all profits going to Fund for Freelancers, to help those in the theatre industry who've suddenly found themselves out of work. So it'll cost £7.50 to watch the show, and the live stream begins at 7:15 this Tuesday evening, so 14th of April. I definitely recommend giving it a watch if you have the chance. The music is great, the cast are phenomenal, and it's the sort of show that I wanted to watch myself, and I'd been aware of it when it was on in the West End, but I didn't necessarily want to see it enough to pay West End prices, if that makes sense. So the fact that you can now watch it from the comfort of your own home for a fraction of the West End price, it really is a win-win situation. So if you are interested, I will drop the ticket link in the attached post and you can get yourself sorted before Tuesday. Should be a really fun one to watch. But I think this particular show, Curtains, I think it brings up a lot of interesting discussion points regarding how theatre is accessed online, particularly when you compare it to some of the other stuff that's being made available at the moment. I mentioned earlier that the National Theatre are making some of their past shows available. Each Thursday at 7 p.m, they upload a new show to their YouTube channel, and it's available for a week until the Thursday after. So far we've had One Man, Two Governors, that kicked it off. And the current show available is their production of Jane Eyre, which I have to say is simply spectacular. So definitely give it a watch before this Thursday. On Thursday, Treasure Island becomes the new show available for a week. So plenty of different things available there. And similarly, Andrew Lloyd Webber has teamed up with Universal, and every Friday evening they're uploading one of his musicals again to YouTube, which is then available for 48 hours. So essentially you have the weekend to watch it. If you are interested, I'll put links to both channels in the post if you want to follow up on either of them, because it's a really good way of getting some nice, accessible, easy, free theatre. But the point that I really want to touch on is the fact that both of these, you know, the National Theatre and Andrew Lloyd Webber's stuff, they're both available for a longer period of time. You know, whether that's a week or 48 hours, you don't have to watch it there and then as it gets released. You absolutely can do if you want, and in fact, my friends and I have had great fun setting up a group chat and exchanging messages while watching the premieres at 7pm each day from our respective houses. But if you're not available at that time on that day, you don't miss out. You can start it late, you can rewind it, or you can just watch it on a completely different day, whatever suits you. It's way more flexible. And that's something that I think is probably going to end up being the driving point behind online theatre. I mean, I watched the premiere of the new musical version of Pride and Prejudice by Paul Gordon at the weekend. I actually watched it twice, as a side note. I stayed up really late on Friday evening to watch the American premiere, and then I watched the British showing on Saturday afternoon too, which even I will admit was excessive. You know, I'll probably end up giving it a review at some point because I'm pretty sure I liked it. I liked it a lot, but there's something about it that was just a bit odd. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is that, unfortunately, if you didn't watch Pride and Prejudice on Saturday, the chances are currently that you're not going to see it. It was streamed online for the time it took to watch the show, and then it's gone. Unless, of course, they happen to show it again somewhere, but for now it's something that is no longer accessible. It is fleeting. It's there to be watched and then not seen again in that format. Very much like live theatre. But it isn't live theatre. And it really struck me as I was watching it that I wasn't watching it like I would normally watch a musical. I was watching it like I would watch TV. So I was sat with my phone in my hand doing a Sudoku and browsing through Twitter and skim reading a book and really not paying the show my full attention, which is obviously something I would never do in the theatre. I mean, I am so against people being distracted in any way, but particularly on their phones. When you're in the theatre watching people perform a show live in front of you. But for some reason, because it wasn't live and I was watching it in my bedroom at home, there was something in my brain at least that felt like it didn't need to be watched and engaged with in the same way, which frankly is ridiculous. And I'm saying this as someone who loves musical theatre more than anything, as someone who lives for the thrill of watching something live and knowing you don't want to miss anything because you won't see it in that exact same way ever again, because it's live theatre, it's fleeting. And I realise that energy, that magic, is something that's going to be difficult to capture in a filmed version of a show, simply due to the environment and the circumstances of it. But I think it's a balance that needs to be found. And it'll be very interesting to see how the current situation, where we've turned completely to online theatre, how that affects the theatre scene in the future. Because there is, and really always has been, a place for online theatre. I've said myself for a long time that if more shows were made available online, then, well, for a start, it makes them automatically way more accessible. Like shows that normally you would never get the chance to see because they're over on Broadway or in LA, like Pride and Prejudice was, or even just because you can't afford to travel to London or wherever to see it, they'd be able to reach a much, much wider audience. I also like to think that it would really mitigate the problems with filming shows illegally. If you knew that a show was going to be available online, you wouldn't need to watch a bootleg, so you wouldn't need to film a bootleg. And it would hopefully cancel out as well this trend towards TV networks trying to film live musicals, which just, it never works out well. So I really do think that digital online theatre could end up being the future of this industry. Not the only source of theatre, of course. I don't think it'll ever fully replace actually going to the theatre to see a show, but I certainly think it'll end up being used more. And it'll be interesting to see how the current situation that we're in shapes that, even if it is just regarding little things like, you know, do you make everyone watch a show at one designated time, like you would if you were going to the theatre to see something? or do you make it available for longer? You know, personally, I would lean towards the latter. Similarly, in terms of costing, some shows like Curtains are asking you to effectively buy a ticket, while others like the National Theatre and Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff, which are on YouTube, are being made freely available. But then you have the option of donating to a fundraiser, because we are trying to raise money for people in the industry at the moment. So it's just a really interesting time, and as awful as it is that the theatres have closed across the world, I kind of feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the nudge that was needed to really look at how people actually engage with theatre. And it really will be fascinating to see how the industry is shaped by this. Anyway, there'll be plenty more time for discussion in future weeks. Yeah, I'm certainly not going anywhere. So if you have any comments or thoughts on the matter, please feel free to drop them down below. I'll also put all the relevant links in the attached post, as well as the link to get your tickets for Curtains on Tuesday. Remember, 7:15 on 14th of April if you want to watch that. And of course, I'll be back next Sunday at 6 for another Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.